So for Jody and all the ESL interpreters here, thank you so much for your kind and always sympathetic translations. And I would like to point out we have one departed member of our crew. Maybe some of you have seen the t-shirt that our youngest member, Briarly's, running around with. It has a picture on the back and it says, it's technically the workshop stage crew, but for us we call it working on the Jane Gang, because one of our members came and worked every minute of a shift of every day and then basically left the stage and went home to die. And we miss her a great deal and kind of enjoy gathering here. And so I'm just going to ask you to say this after me. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you. She appreciates it. We run a great little event called the Jane Line Clam Bake over in the next town next weekend. Anybody who knows anything about cancer and trying to survive it, this event raises money for people who need money for expenses other than medical expenses, like paying their rent, etc. So if you have any interest in coming to a fantastic clam bake next weekend, please come see me. I have tickets, okay? And lastly, before I turn this stage over to Terry, who's going to host this whole thing, I will say that those of us who camp in the field up at the top all miss Jack Hardy big time. And when we drive by where he was always situated, it's just a little bit of a shiver, and I can almost hear his voice going, "Yeah, I had to die to get a gig down there, you know." So anyway, Terry, if you can... if you can take over and carry us through.
Thanks, Elliot. Thanks, everybody, for coming this afternoon. We're all here for one reason. We're all fans of Jack Hardy, the songwriter, and so we thought the best way to honor his memory would be to all perform songs of his. So for the next hour and a few minutes, you're going to hear us doing our interpretations of some of our favorite songs of his. And we're going to try our best to let the music do the talking. So with that in mind, please welcome John Gorka.
Thank you. Yeah, Jack is one of my heroes. I got to meet him, open for him with another friend of mine, Russ Rentler, in the Razzy Dazzy subgroup of the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band called the Razzy Dazzy Duo. And we opened for Jack in June of 1979. It was the first time I did an opening act at Godfrey Daniels Coffee House. And I got to meet Jack and talk with him about songs, and it really changed my life and how I thought about writing songs. I loved his songs. I loved his voice, and I miss him. I'd give anything to not be here at this. I'd give anything that they wouldn't have this workshop this year, but I wouldn't miss it for the world. So this is for you, Jack. I listened to Mirror of My Madness. And the Nameless One, all that summer of 1979, flipping it on the stereo. It was a vinyl record, and I just flipped those records over and over all summer long. This song was on that record, on the Nameless One, and it's a song called Potter's Field.
Spring down in Potter's Field. are philosopher kings. That's the price that you kill. Sorry. For kings, 30 more that you work for, fulfilling Jeremy's dream. But you can't take it with you every day that life steals. Time in the end puts us all down in Potter's Field. 30 dates out September, 30 days in the sun. April, June, and November, all those days on the run. But you gotta stop somewhere, or you're betrayed by the wheel. Take my love by the hand, for a walk down to Potter's Field. Take my love by the hand, for a walk down to Potter's Field. One more. Take my love by the hand for a walk down to Potter's Field.
Thank you to Lucy and the band. We miss you, Jack. John Corca.
Thank you, John. Well, Jack had influence on a lot of songwriters, on really a whole couple generations now of folk songwriters, and a lot of people who couldn't be here today wanted to share their thoughts about Jack, and we got this email from Suzanne Vega, and she says, Jack Hardy had a huge influence on my songwriting, one of the most influential men in my entire life, a giant in his field, passionate, eloquent, and always up for a good argument. That's how we know she really knew him, that line right there. I miss him. Please welcome Red Molly.
We're going to do a song from Jack's last record. Laurie and I had the honor of recording with him. We miss him. That's about all I can say.
Play the song.
Yeah, I'll tell you. The name of the song is Prisoner. To this room where their every hope is broken, except that death will claim them soon. And there's no one to ask questions, and there's no one to reply, to ask why I was taken on the 4th day of July.
Great to hear the harmony, and even though Jack was perceived as a solo artist on a lot of his recordings, and he has many, many recordings, and a lot of them are for sale at a special memorial booth that's down sort of in the center spoke of the midway, right between Acoustic Live and Papa Dogs. and Jack often had great harmony singers with him, so not only did you get to hear Jack's wonderful voice, and he was actually a voice major in college and a beautiful singer himself and a very interpretive singer, but he had great harmony joining him as well. David Wilcox emailed to say, I once attended one of Jack Hardy's songwriting workshops. It has taken me 15 years to understand what he is up to. I am in awe of what he does. Please welcome Dan Navarro.
Little adjustment here. I've shrunk since the last time I was here. And I went to my doctor, found out I'm shorter than I thought I was. Playing with me, David Glazer. You guys getting the guitar? I ought to know more than I know. I ought to know where this road goes. I ought to know about great literature by heart, mythology of art. This I ought to know. I ought to know more than 1492. I ought to know what the Buffalo Bills do. I ought to know more than the quarterback's knee. Cassette and Edson Creek. This I oughta know, but I don't. No, I don't. I oughta know about the sacrifices made. I oughta know about ration stamps and air raids. I oughta know about Mother George C. Scott, but John Wayne gets shot. This I oughta know. I oughta know what the drinking gourd means. I oughta know more than I have a dream. I oughta know about the back of the bus or the crack of billy clubs. This I oughta know, but I don't. No, I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright, illumined by the light. Stems and sound bites and a replay to get it right. I oughta know. Yeah, I oughta know. I oughta know the songs of Joe Hill. I oughta know Trotsky, Marx, and Hegel. I oughta know about the Haymarket Hangs and the HUAC. This I oughta know. I oughta know about Oliver Cromwell. I oughta know about Gnostics and St. Paul. I oughta know what Jesus really said, who the preacher takes to bed. This I oughta know, but I don't. No, I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright, illumined by the light and the sound bites and sound right and the replay to get it right. I oughta know. I oughta know.
Thank you all. We love you, Jack.
Dan Navarro and David Glazer. That was great. And the band. We have the house, the Falconbridge House Band cooking away behind us tonight. So, nice job. Well, the first time I heard Jack Hardy perform, and the first time I had a chance to meet him, I was a member of a songwriting group up in Boston, where I'm from, that was very much modeled on Jack's group in New York City. And we decided we were going to do a concert at the end of the year and sort of celebrate our group and let people hear our songs. And we invited Jack to come up for the concert, and he did. He came all the way up to Boston to hear us play, and it meant a lot to us because there are a lot of New Yorkers who never make it as far as the Bronx Zoo. And then when we were done, we invited Jack to do a couple tunes, and it was kind of a tactical error because he showed us how it was done. And I'd like to share Lucinda Williams' thoughts on Jack. Lucinda says, "Jack Hardy has written some of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard. And here to sing one of those, my favorite, most beautiful song of Jack Hardy's, is Lucy Kaplansky."
Thank you. I met Jack when I first moved to New York. He was one of the first people I met in 1978 at Folk City. He was kind of the unspoken, or maybe the spoken, leader of the scene, and he encouraged and inspired many, many people, including me. He always loved my singing, and he let me know that, and this is a beautiful song.
Lucy Kaplansky with Mark Dan on guitar. That was beautiful. Speaking as a songwriter, and I think speaking for all of us, we all would have killed to have written that song. That is how it's done. Somebody who couldn't be here today but really wanted to share her thoughts is Christine Lavin, and rather than just email a quote, she emailed an MP3, which we have burned onto a CD. So Josh, if you are ready, if you'd like to let us hear from Christine Lavin, track one.
Dave Van Ronk introduced me to ragtime guitar, Amarone wine, and Jack Hardy. I've never mastered ragtime guitar. I can't really afford Amarone wine, but I'm eternally grateful to Jack for inspiring a folk music scene in the 1980s that helped so many lucky musicians by showing us that by working and playing together, we could create our own good time. Thanks a million, Jack.
Christine Lavin. The Robo Christine. Now it's my pleasure to introduce. A lot of you people know him as a folk critic and as an author, but he's also a great singer and songwriter in his own right. And today he wanted to share a couple memories of Jack Hardy. Please welcome Scott Alaric.
But I'm not singing tonight. Ann Saunders was talking to me about this workshop, and I just, for her own amusement, I told her the story of how Jack and I met, which was kind of cranky. And as Suzanne said, you know, if he could be cranky with you, you were probably okay with him. And I told her the story, and she said, oh, you've got to tell that story. And I said, geez, I don't know, it's kind of cranky. And she said, it's Jack. And as usual, Ann was right, so... It was in the late 70s, and I had just put out my first album and was touring. I was based in Minnesota at the time. And the dynamic tension that has always existed between places like Minnesota and places like New York City was evident even then. He'd been hearing about me a lot. I'd been hearing about him a lot. And there was this kind of, there were a bunch of people that introduced us at this coffee house festival that was happening in upstate New York. And they were like looking forward to seeing us meet. And he said, Jack, this is Scott Alaric. And he pushed out his hand and he shook it very firmly. And he said, Scott, I heard your album. It really sucks. First words out of his mouth to me as a human being. And there was something about the twinkle in his eye, though. And I said, Jack, I'm so relieved to hear you say that, because if you'd liked it, I think it probably wouldn't have done well back in Minnesota. And Jack's eyebrows went up, and his eyes got that wonderful twinkle that they did. And we were comrades from then on. I think Jack not only enjoyed provoking people, and challenging people, and sometimes saying things I'm not even sure he agreed with, just to get a rise out of you. But I think he thought it was part of his job, on behalf of the music, to be a provocateur. And a few years later, when I was running a weird little paper called the New England Folk Almanac, I asked Jack for his definition of folk music. Oh, thank you. Greg. Greg, yes, that's right. You have just identified yourself as the only person here old enough to remember the New England Folk Almanac. And I looked at it in connection with that story, and I hadn't read this for years, and I thought, you know, he took advantage of the opportunity to answer this question, what is folk music? I think less to give us a definition than to provoke us and to challenge us to always give folk music our best, because that's what it deserves. And this is what he said. My definition is always where the song is more important than the singer or the style. And the song I define as stripped down to its bare essentials, a wedding of melody and lyric. In an ideal world, the melody must be something you can and would like to whistle going down the street. and the lyrics would be something meaningful to yourself and somewhat memorable in their own right. Everything else, whether it be style, production in terms of recording, is gravy. If you don't have the stripped-down beginning of it that could actually be done a cappella, then you don't have a song. That's my definition of folk music. That's my definition of folk music, where often in rock and roll, you know the style, you can identify the singer, you know the personality, you know whatever he or she wears, you know everything, but you can't think of or whistle a single song they do. These things are not mutually exclusive. Applying this definition, I would consider most of the early Beatles folk music. Applying this definition, a lot of what passes for folk music these days, I would not consider folk music because they rely too heavily on pretension. And of course, you know how New York hates its pretension. But I consider what is folk music to be the true poetry. I mean, poetry was never meant to be on a written page, it was meant to be sung. It's only in the last several hundred years that the conceit of putting poetry on the printed page and the subsequent control of it by academia has taken it out of the realm of things that were A, memorized, and B, sung. I think the best poets writing today are folk singers. The rest is all categories, and category is something that was sort of perpetrated on us by academia. I think the highest praise you can give anyone is to say there is more music in the world for their having passed through it. And Lord, Jack passes that standard in spades. So looking out at all of you and hearing all of this and hearing what John was saying, I couldn't help thinking, yeah, I miss him, but only the parts that are gone. And look how much of him is still here. So thank you.
Scott Allerich. Thank you, Scott.
I got to spend an entire week with Jack Hardy and a bunch of other songwriters on Martha's Vineyard, and it was a great, great experience. And Jack was kind of, being Jack, he was kind of the top dog, you know, rightfully so, because he certainly earned the privilege. And he gave us a challenge at the beginning of the week. And we thought, well, we all know what this is. We're going to have to write a song and then probably play it for the group. And he said, you're all going to have to write a song. So far, so good. And then you're going to have to teach it to another songwriter who's here, and they're going to have to play it for the group. And it was brilliant, because everything Scott just said about having to say it with the melody and not just doing it with the wild guitar flourishes, it made us all think when we went back to our tents or our hotel rooms to write our songs that, you know, we're not just going to have to play this and try to impress people. We're going to have to teach it to somebody else who's going to have to play it and try to impress people. So it was just a whole different ballpark, and it resulted in some really simple, great, singable songs and something that I've never forgotten. You might notice there's a hat on a mic stand here, and it's Jack's hat. Jack loved Falcon Ridge. He wasn't on stage as often as he would have liked to have been at the festival, but he was on stage. I remember one time when he got up and he had his son Malcolm playing trumpet with him, which was really fun right here on the stage. But he always had a camp, pirate camp, up on the top of the hill and did great music all night long. And whenever he came down the hill, he always had his hat. And so we always knew it was Jack, even from across the field. This is a song about another hat. I'd like to invite Pat Richter to join me on dobro, Cheryl on some percussion, and maybe Mark if you want to lay down some bass. This is called Willie Goggins' Hat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Met him on the Kilorgan Road, thinking mine was a heavy load. Said to stop to rest a while,
least until you can find your smile. Said, I don't know this, I don't know that, but I know what's under Willie Goggins' hat. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. How many of us ain't broke? How many of us ain't died a thousand broken-hearted lives? And how many of us, amen, ain't got a broken heart to mend? Now I may be a tinker, I may be a fool, but I can fix anything as good as new. I can fix anything with the golden rule, 'cause gold can only fill a tooth. As long as I got the price of a pint, my hands are rough, but I can sleep at night. And if it ain't broke, then don't fix it. But how many of us ain't broke? How many of us ain't died a thousand broken-hearted lives? How many of us, amen, ain't got a broken heart to mend? Don't fix it. But how many of us ain't broke? How many of us ain't died a thousand broken-hearted lives? And how many of us, amen, ain't got a broken heart to mend? There are those that always buy things new, and those of us who must make do. Now here's to Margaret and Maureen, and all the folks from Coquelheen, who give the shirt right off their back, and gave me Willie Goggins' hat. Said, if it ain't broke, then don't fix it. But how many of us ain't broke? How many of us ain't died a thousand broken-hearted lives? How many of us, amen, ain't got a broken heart to mend? If it ain't broke, then don't fix it. How many of us ain't broke? How many of us ain't died a million broken-hearted lives? How many of us, amen, ain't got a broken heart to mend?
Willie Goggins' hat. Thank you. Well, you just got to hear Pat Rector. Please welcome the rest of Brother Sun. That's Joe Jenks and Greg Greenway.
Is that monitor working?
And while you guys are setting up, I know that was Jody Gildew in signing before, and I'd like to introduce the current signer, except I don't know her name. It would be Elizabeth Rothman. Thanks so much. Thanks for doing this. This is not a joke, but sometimes when I got off stage, I've had hearing impaired people come up to me and say how much they enjoyed my song. And really, it was because they enjoyed Jody and Elizabeth.
Technical problem here, folks.
these guys are getting their knobs twirled. I also got to spend a week with them. I also got to spend a week with Jack down at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and the entire week he wouldn't stop telling the same joke. And the joke was, knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow?
Moo.
We heard that 600 times that week. Thank God he could write songs, because other than that,
that's perfect. The guitar is great.
That's pretty loud, and I can't.
This guitar needs to go down.
Need more of this one right here. This guitar. Down. I'll tell you one of my favorite Jack stories. There's a moment, I think, sometimes when we can notice that we've sort of fallen in love with somebody. And, you know, Jack cultivated so carefully this curmudgeonly image. And it really was hard work, and he really did cultivate it like a farmer growing crops. And underneath all that was a very, very soft person. Very sardonic, but very soft. And Jack and I were down at the Kerrville Festival, and we were standing up behind the Threadgill Theater looking down on the theater, and there was someone playing that he didn't care for, and he was giving me more than his 2 cents. I think he was giving me about $37 worth of he didn't care for this person. And then he looks at me and he nudges me in the side and he says, "You ever feel like the old guys in the Muppets standing up in the balcony saying, that frog can't sing?" And it was that moment that I fell in love with Jack, because I realized that he didn't believe his own bullshit. You know, he made a lot of noise, but at the end of the day, he didn't believe it, and he could laugh at himself. And what greater gift to get through the world than being able to laugh at yourself? Not that he didn't spend a lot of time laughing at other people, too. So that's one of his songs, one of his great, great folk songs. He wrote in lots of different styles. And challenged himself to write in lots of different styles, including Italian art song. But this is one of his great folk songs, a piece called Wheelbarrow Johnny. From the hills of Pennsylvania through the state of Ohio, as far as the southern bend of the muddy old St. Joe to build a home. A blacksmith and his family of nine, in the days we've come to know as 49, shoeing horses, building wagons for the road. He taught his sons to build a wheelbarrow. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. There's one in every crowd, sown with the wild oats, and Johnny was the one who said he had to go. I'm leaving home. Well, his papa pleaded, stay with us and work, and his mama cried, you don't know what is worth. So in 16 silver dollars in his belt, one for every year his youth could tell. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. Let's roll. Let's roll, Johnny, roll. Roll across the plains sail home around Cape Horn with your pockets lined with gold. He landed in the promised land, what's now called Placerville, though then it was known as Hangtown. For the dreams that it had killed, I miss my home. Well, these city slickers don't know about the land, they don't know how to work with their hands, sifting for gold through the sand, gambling and stealing all they can. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. His fingers to the bone, his belly filled with stone. Well, he never found the gold, he sold off all he owned. I'm heading home. You only own what you carry in your soul, and I'm carrying the weight of told yes soul. When a man said by chance you wouldn't know how to build me a strong wheelbarrow. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. Let's roll. Johnny, roll, roll across the plains. It's right, Johnny, ride. Don't hold back on the reins. There's gold, Johnny, gold. Up in the Hangtown Hills, you'll sail home around Cape Horn with your pockets lined. Before the first was done, word had gotten around. He had to build one now for every man in town. This ain't my home, but a friend is made fast with good work, given more than you promised in worth. The one place he never looked for gold, he sold $50,000 worth of wheelbarrow. Oh, that wheelbarrow. Where you find it before you know it's spent, and a wind falls like a rainfall, you don't know where it went. I'm working home, but a gambler's got to learn how to work, and a worker's got to gamble all he's worth. Now Johnny rides around with presidents, while you're still worrying how to pay the rent. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll.
Johnny Roll. And it's roll, Johnny Roll, roll across the plains. Roll across the plains. And it's ride, ride, Johnny, ride. Don't hold back on the reins. Don't hold back on the reins. There's gold, Johnny Gold, up in the Hangtown. Up in the Hangtown Hills. You'll sail home around Cape Horn. With your pockets lined with gold. Your turn now, roll, Johnny, roll. And it's roll, Johnny, roll. Roll across the plains. And it's ride, Johnny, ride. Don't hold back on the reins. There's gold, Johnny, gold. Up in the Hangtown Hills. You sail home around Cape Horn. With your pockets lined with gold. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're made of gold.
That's Joe Jinks.
Your brother, son.
Brother, son. That's Pat Richter, Joe Jinks, and Greg Greenway. Great to hear you guys together, and they're also awesome individually, as you may know. You've heard a lot of us talking about the spirit of community that Jack fostered around the whole folk scene, and it's true. I think we all owe a lot to him, which is why we're here. And one person who couldn't be here today is Wendy Beckerman, who was a big part of that community as well, and she wanted to share these words. Jack gave us all the gift of each other. Each of us who knew and loved him can picture him in a moment of joy or mischief, seeming to have the secret of the world in his eyes. I remember him this way, and when I listen to his music or keep writing song after song as he did, it connects me with all of you who were also inspired by him. Jack spoke of altruism in the realm of community. I know his deeper goodness had a far greater impact than any human can comprehend. He was one of the first people I knew who believed, taught, and lived that there is something powerful beyond what is known. Call it magic, call it a higher power, call it leprechauns, but it gave me hope that life is full of possibilities. And thank you for Wendy. And a big source of that magic for Jack was his Irish roots, which he explored, and please welcome to do a song about that, Anthony DaCosta.
How's it going, everybody? Play a little bit more of that guitar up here, please. So it's really great to be here to celebrate Jack's life and songs, and like John said earlier, I wish we didn't have to do this right now, but here we are. And Jack, really quick, I just want to say that as a songwriter, and as a young songwriter especially, Jack challenged me and gave me more flack than probably anybody else that I know in this sort of world, and I'll never be able to thank him enough for it. He always told me it was really important to be, you know, you can't be all sizzle and no steak, you know. So I really thank him for that insight. He called me Grasshopper. Hello, Grasshopper. Hope to see you at the meeting sometime. Anyway, this is a song of Jack's, an older song called A Dublin Farewell. It's a song that Angela asked me to sing, and I hadn't heard it before. So thanks, Angela, for having me do that. Well, I carried your memory on a chain around my neck as I walk the streets of Dublin all alone. Everywhere the people asked, what was it that you fled? What was it brought you here so far from home? But all I could tell myself was little bits of lies, and try to build myself into a man. There's nothing like love to cut you down to size, show what you can do and what you can't. I met a girl with green eyes who teased me for a while and showed me just how desperate I am. When all I can see is blue skies for so many miles, how can one cloud cause so much rain? But I'm clutching to a memory that has no right to live, no right to call itself by name. Wanting to share my dreams with nothing left to give, but love knows no alibis, no shame. Eric Lee and Dave Glazer. With my hands in my pocket and my collar inside out, I walked through County Kerry in the rain, watching the fishing boats fight an angry sea, a tiny dot of strength and so much pain. There is a phantom lighthouse draws the sailors to their death. Whatever life gives, it also takes. But still they find the need to sail the sea. They're just fools like me. Well, I guess we never learn from our mistake. And I guess we never learn from our mistake. Well, I carried your memory on a chain around my neck as I bid farewell to Dublin. All alone. Thanks, Jack.
Anthony DaCosta. In 2008, I was doing a gig down at Godfrey Daniels in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is a great little folk club. Bethlehem is like the folk capital of the world. It's got a great club, and Sing Out magazine, which is like the folk Bible, is also published there. And I was doing it with David Massengill, and David called me up and he said, "Do you mind if I bring a friend of mine along?" And I said, "Okay, why not?" So I got to the club, and his friend was Jack Hardy, and it was the debut gig of a duo called the Folk Brothers. So please welcome the folk brother, David Massengill.
Hi. Dulcimer can hear it. What to say about Jack? Jack, if you never had an argument with Jack, you didn't know him very well. He was a man of small and large gestures, and this song represents both of those. When he moved to New York City 40 years ago, he planted a couple of trees in a little park near his apartment. And now those trees are doing well. It's on the corner of 6th Avenue and Houston Street. And he wrote a song about the planting of a tree. And when I heard of his condition, this is the song I felt would give me some comfort. And I picked up my dulcimer and started picking it out. So here it is. It's called Tree of Rhyme. Took a tree into the town to see if it would grow, not knowing I was affixed to the fate of the seed I'd sown. My roots are solid underground, fed by the warm spring rain, where thunders fierce and fickle winds find compromise insane. I seek refuge in this tree of rhyme, into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the scythe. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth and flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I. My tree has flourished the same as I, though invisible at times. Beneath the rubble of vacant eyes, the seed divides and climbs. As if part of a forgotten age, when business was a vice and virtue was merely picking fruit in some patient paradise. I seek refuge in this tree of rhyme, into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the sight. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth and flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I. I pity those without a tree, as birth has doomed no one. For bricks are merely mud and straw, canals are just rivers won. For nature schemes in cracks and seams, waiting for a time to bloom, even down in that soot-gray town in some forgotten room. I seek refuge in this tree of rhyme, into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the sight. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth and flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I. Thank you. this concert has been very emotional for me. We have a surprise announcement. Mark Dan. Where's Mark Dan? There he is. Come up to the mic so you can help me with this. He called me up a couple of days after Jack passed, and he said, I've got an idea. Why don't we make another Fast Folk record and have all the Fast Folkers do Jack Hardy songs? Now, we had donated the Fast Folk record to the Smithsonian, and so Mark had it in his head that maybe the Smithsonian would eventually put it out. And it was just going to be one CD, but we started asking people. And Mark, he needed an asshole to enforce this. So I'm 60 years old now. I've been preparing my whole life for this moment. And so as delicately as I could, I was the enforcer and the asshole. And so... So Mark gave his studio his incredible engineering time and had people send things from South America. Richard Schindel sent his thing from Richard, all over. Jonathan Bird sent his from the road. And we had a lot of people in New York that Mark just recorded at his studio. And we wanted to, and so now it's 26 tracks, two of Jack's. And it was Mark's generosity that got this going, and Mark said, why don't we just make a book? We can just make a free download of it. And so now we've got a 150-page book. It's free today. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Right. The Smithsonian's going to put it out in 6 to 12 months. They're a very slow-moving organization, but seeing as they're not in the business of making money, they're allowing us to make it available as a free download. It's there's probably going to be a couple of versions of it. The way it is right now, it's 26 songs on two CDs in iTunes format. There's a 150-page Fast Folk magazine in PDF format. And when we can find some more server space, we've got 5 hours of Jack being interviewed at Kerrville in 1999, which is a real treasure trove of all kinds of stuff, and other stuff as well. Unfortunately, the server I have it on has a 40-gigabyte limit, which means only about 100 people can download this. But if you want to try and download it, when it runs out, I'll try and find some other place to put it, and I'll put a little text file in place so it'll tell you where to go next, and I think it'll probably be free for about 6 months or so. But if you do get a copy and you want to pass it on, just pass it on to somebody else rather than using up more bandwidth. I'm going to put a little poster over in the Jack Hardy Fast Folk booth, which will list the address you can go to download it. Some of the people up here, by the way, are
John
on
CD. Gorka,
John Gorka, Lucy Kaplansky, Anthony DaCosta, who else
we got here? Oh,
me. Him. Suzanne Vega, Richard Schindel.
Nancy Griffith.
Oh, gosh.
And the other thing is,
we're
doing Diana Jones, while we're doing this, Jonathan Bird, while we're doing this, I'm going, gosh, this is good enough for a Grammy. If anybody knows how to do that, come to me. Also, this mantra came to me because it's so good. Everybody's view, they just took songs that got under their skin. Christine Lavender's great version of Murder. I want to do more of these records. I kept saying to myself, 100 songs, 100 performers. So there's other people that want to do these songs too, so we'll try to get that going too. And also, I want to start a Jack Hardy Folk Festival at Lincoln Center in New York City. You got to say it first before it happens. So that's my goal. Jack, his thing was the song, and that's why so many of these songwriters were just said, yes, absolutely, count me in. And so many songwriters wanted to be included that didn't hear about it until too late. So we want to start doing another project pretty soon. But I hope you enjoy this one. Okay?
All right.
That's our thing.
David Massengill and Mark Dan. Well, we've mentioned Angela's name a couple times. Angela Page was Jack's partner for a number of years, and also the mother of three of Jack's children, and they're all here today, and we are honored to have them. We're going to introduce them all a little bit later, but Angela was insistent that Jack was so devoted to developing new talent that we also involve at least one of the emerging, one of the Falcon Ridge emerging artists that performed yesterday. So we wanted to invite one of them to come read a little snippet of Jack Hardy's Songwriting Manifesto. For those of you who knew Jack, manifesto is a word that perfectly describes his opinion about virtually anything, but especially songwriting. And I have the whole thing here, but we won't take up that much time. But I wanted to please please welcome Sharon Goldman to come up and just let you hear a little bit of it. And we enjoyed her yesterday on stage, on the main stage.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. I just want to quickly say that there are other songwriters in the audience today who were personal. Jack was a personal mentor to them in recent years. Tim Robinson is here. Paul Sachs, who was in the Emerging Artist Showcase yesterday. Kirk C. is here. I am really, I guess, what they'd call a Jack come lately. And but I consider myself to be a very humble representative of dozens, hundreds of songwriters who have, in the post-fast folk era, I guess, have gone to Jack's Songwriters Exchange at his little Houston Street apartment with the bathtub in the kitchen, and you know, set ourselves up for a night of amazing talent and being prepared to shut the fuck up and sing the song. I was just starting to go more regularly to the Exchange on Houston Street when Jack became ill. And after he passed away, I think it was a real jump start to a lot of us in the New York City area to realize that nothing lasts forever and things change. But I can tell you that, amazingly, the Exchange is still thriving. Even though it's no longer being held at Houston Street at the apartment, it's being held at a couple of regular members' homes. It's still thriving. There's more people than ever. And Tim Robinson was just saying before that an exchange can happen anywhere. All you need is two songwriters. So this is something that can happen all over. Jack's songwriting manifesto, which is every thought Jack ever had about songwriting put on paper, was very inspiring to me. I read it after he passed away, and I posted a kind of edited version of it on a blog that I run. If you just Google Jack Hardy's Songwriting Manifesto, you can find it on mine and a couple of others as well. This is
also
just a,
in our magazine.
And also in
the download.
Yes, you can also find it in the download that Mark and David were just mentioning. So this is just a tiny, tiny, tiny little snippet from Jack's Songwriting Manifesto. When I hit New York in 1974, it wasn't with a bang, but more of a whisper. The folk scene was dead. The only thing that could fill a club was a rumor that some celebrity would be there. But there were numerous good writers who seemed to take their work seriously. Our songwriters meeting grew organically, first with two of us meeting every week, myself and Maggie Roche, then a group of us at the English Pub on Sixth Avenue, including David Mazengill, Brian Rose, Tom and Tardy, among others, then the Cornelia Street Cafe for 5 or 6 years, and when art could no longer get in the way of commerce, at my Houston Street apartment where it has met ever since, with a few guest venues when I was out of town. We have been meeting every week for over 30 years. Thank you. And my last duty here is to introduce the wonderful Mary Gaucher.
I love the stories. Aren't they great? I think, as we dial this in, I just want to thank Angela for allowing me to be a part of this and sending me a couple of songs. I chose this song that we're going to play. It's one of Jack's newer songs. I fell in love with it. If I could get more vocal, please, and can you sharpen it up some? It's quite mid-rangey. It was written, it's one of these wonderful folk songs written from the perspective of a human being that I had a story to tell. This woman named herself Sojourner Truth. She was a slave held in New York. She lived 60 miles from here. There were indeed slaves in New York until 1827. And she was named, of course, her master's name and renamed herself Sojourner Truth after she walked away from slavery. What an incredible character. I didn't know about her till Angela sent me the song. And I started researching her, which is, of course, the folk process, right? We know that the the songs are important because it tells the story of people whose lives should be known. So Sojourner Truth walked away from slavery because she felt it would be wicked to run. Right then and there, there's a song, right? She was a contemporary of Harriet Beecher Stowe and Susan B. Anthony. She was a suffragette. She fought for women's rights, and she organized black men as soldiers for the Union Army to fight the evil of slavery. An incredible woman, and I believe that this song, although Jack wrote it right before he got sick, I believe this song will probably be recorded by several folk singers and then several more. It's got that thing. I'm not sure the name of it. It's Lightning in a Bottle. I hope I do it justice. And this is Tanya Elizabeth here with me. Get me in the groove if you would. I tend to rush it. This one should be played kind of slow. Ain't I a woman, said Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, said Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? I can bear the lash, I bore the lash, when no one but Jesus heard me. Bore 13 children, seen most of them sold off into slavery. And ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Work as much, eat as much as any man when I can get it. I plowed and planted and gathered into fields, and look at me, I'm a woman. Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Now if the very first woman turned the world upside down, then all of us women together can put this world back right side up, and the men just better let us. That man over there said, shut my mouth, cause Christ was not a woman. I got one question for that man. Where did your Christ come from? He came from a woman. Came from a woman. Came from God and a woman, and there weren't no man. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Man, ain't I a woman? Everybody now, here we come with it. Sing it, please. Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? I'm talking to you, people. Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? One more for Jack. Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, says Sojourner
truth. Ain't I a woman? Ain't I a woman, said Sojourner Truth? Ain't I a woman? 2, 3, 4.
Mary Gauthier with Tanya Elizabeth. Thank you so much. I just bet that there's some songwriters out in the audience, and I wanted to leave you with one last piece of Jack's advice to all songwriters, us and himself most especially. Jack Hardy said, "The only thing that makes you a songwriter is writing songs. And writing songs. And writing songs. Just write, right now, judge later. Finish the song, even if you suspect it is no good. Finish it. Plug ahead, even if it is only a half-baked idea that you got on the subway or in the car on the way to your weekly songwriter meeting. Go with it. Finish it, even if you wake up in the middle of the night and have an idea. Write it. Sort it out later. Sometimes it takes you years to realize that you have written for better or for worse. Have faith in yourself, in your creative process. Not in your critical process. No one ever wrote a song or improved their songwriting by having an opinion on their own song or someone else's. The only way to improve is to write."
Amen.
We have some very special guests of honor here this afternoon. And first off, I want to say thanks so much to Ann Sanders and the Falconbridge Folk Festival for giving us the stage time to honor Jack Hardy today. And I want to mention Angela Page, who was so instrumental in putting this together and getting everybody talking to each other and about the songs. And for those of you who don't know, Angela was Jack's partner for 15 years and they have three wonderful children, all of whom are here today. So do you please want to welcome Malcolm, Morgan, and Miranda? They're all here. Jack's oldest daughter, Ava, is also here. And Jack's two grandkids, Kaven and Darian, are both here. Yeah. And the person who knew him the longest, maybe anyone in the world, Jack's sister Suzy, is also here today. So we are great to have this privilege of knowing both the man and the music, and thanks for all that you added to Jack's life. And to take us home, we're going to invite Vladislav Borkovic to sing the title song of the workshop, which is called The Tinker's Coin. And it's been great to have the Falconbridge House Band here today providing so much music and to the whole festival. Thanks to everybody.
Well, come on, ye lads and lassies, dear. A story I would tell to you about a cold, damp night like this. With shelter I was seeking, a traveler passing through. The barkeep said to guard my coin, stay away from this tinker. But that just brought me near to him. For naught had I worth taking, a traveler passing through. Well, he brought me glass of dark and stout to thank me for my company, and he dropped a penny in the glass for the luck that it would bring me a traveler passing through. The poor have but their pennies left, and the king his Saxon shilling. The king would never part with his, though I part with mine most willing. A traveler passing through. Well, this coin's been haunted by the sheep. It shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the words you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. The traveler passing through, he passed the night most forcefully, and I sang my songs and his to me. And we talked of life's brief song to sing, of visions we'd forsaken as travelers passing through. And the barkeep said, it's time with scorn. Your man here will be your undoing. Well, they'll lock you up as sure as you're born. If they hear the songs he's singing as travelers passing through, well, they'll lock me up as best as they can. Yet songs can never know those chains. The song is sacred as the wind. We are just the sharp that's singing, a traveler passing through. And later in a Highland pub, with friends around me singing, a chance to glance into my glass and another penny shining, a traveler passing through. This coin's been haunted by the sheep, and it shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the words you do. As this now belongs to you, a traveler passing through.
Radoslav Lorkovic, the Falconridge House Band, John Gorka, Red Molly, Dan Navarro, Lucy Kaplansky, Scott Alaric, Brother Son, Anthony DaCosta, David Massengill, Mary Gauchet. I'm Terry Kitchen. For Jack Hardy, thanks so much. Thanks for listening.